No, I've only heard of wishbone.
I don't know that. How do you do, what's the deal with the wishbone? What happens?
Oh, you make a wish, and which one is the longest one that's supposed to come true?
The longest one's supposed to come true? What do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you eat? The liver and heart and gizzard and all the chicken together. Is there one word for all those things?
Chicken.
No. You heard horselet?
Uh-uh.
How about innards? Okay. How do you call a cow that can come in from the pasture? Ever heard any cow calls?
No, I've never heard no cow call, but I imagine I'd holler, come here!
Okay, how about a pig call, hog calling?
Oh, yeah, man, he could holler. I don't know what he hollered, but he hollered, I guess it's Sally, Sally, or something like that.
Yeah. All right, how about calling up? What would you say to a horse to make it turn left or right? Do you know?
He, haw, I guess.
Yeah, so. How about to make him stop?
Whoa!
And about to make him start up again?
Yep.
You're pretty good with your horses.
I don't know too much.
Well, that's pretty good. How do you call sheep? Got any ideas?
Nah.
No. What'd you say to him?
Nah, I wouldn't know. Okay. I wouldn't know what you say to call a sheep.
How do you call chickens when you feed them?
Chick, 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 chick.
That's pretty good. If you want to get horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I have to.
Hitch them up.
All right. Ever heard harnessing?
Harnessing. Hitch them.
Okay. When you're driving a horse, what are you holding in your hands?
When you what now?
When you're driving a horse, what are you holding in your hands?
Oh, it's range.
Okay. Ever heard this called lines?
No. Just horse and range. You mean those driving wheel, steering wheel.
Okay. What do you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
Yeah. Can we say again?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses, the one on the left is called the... Ever heard him called the lead horse?
Yeah, I was thinking the lead horse.
Okay, and what does that mean?
That means that there's other horse on the right will follow whichever, this left horse, whichever way he goes, this other horse is automatically going to follow him.
So then when you give him your directions to your horse, you only give them to the horse on the left?
Or the left.
I see. All right, if something is not right here at hand, you say it's just a little...
A little further, a little away.
Okay. If you've been traveling and you haven't yet finished your journey, you might say you had a...
breakdown.
Or if you still had some more to go, you'd say I have a long...
Oh, I have...
A long
way to go?
Okay.
Or further to go?
Okay. If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, well, you can find that just about...
anywhere.
All right. If somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell...
fell on his back.
Or
he fell backwards.
Yeah, that's the one. Or if he fell this way, he fell...
forward.
Okay. What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
A what?
The trenches or the...
the row?
Yeah, the rows that are cut by a plow. There's another word. Kids with F? If you don't know it, that's all right. Because you'd like to say you're not a country boy.
No, I don't country boy.
How about furrows? You ever heard of this?
Furs?
Furrows?
Oh, furrows. Yeah. I've heard of it, but I don't know what they are.
Okay. If you have a good yield of wheat or whatever, you'd say, we raised a big...
raised a big... yeah. Crop.
No help from backstage. All right. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land to make it farmable, you say we
clear the land.
Wheat is tied up in the way. Gotta hold it down. After you cut the wheat, you tie it up into a
bundle.
Okay. Ever heard of a sheaf? Bundles are piled up into
bales.
How about shocks? You ever heard of shocks? A shock of wheat?
No.
Alright. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? Ever heard a word for that process?
No.
Heard fresh of him?
No, I never heard of nothing like that.
All right. If you're comparing how tall you are to somebody, you'd say he's not as tall as.
As I am.
Or you might say I'm not as tall as.
He is.
Okay. If you're comparing how well you can do something, you'd say, well, he can do it better than.
Ah.
If something belongs to me, it's.
It belongs to me.
Well, you say that's.
Mine.